Some Russians believe that Khodorkovsky was the victim of a conspiracy of political foes and compliant news media. That's not so far-fetched, but something in the Russian character believes conspiracy theories that few non-Russians would take seriously. A case in point is the Roswell incident. A familiar theory about that is that a flying saucer crash-landed in the New Mexico desert, and the Army spirited away the alien pilots. But author Annie Jacobson puts forth a different theory in her book Area 51. She suggests that the craft was actually a spy plane sent by Soviet Premier Joseph Stalin, and that the creatures inside were created by a Nazi scientist. That's a conspiracy theory a lot of Russians would have no trouble accepting. Jessica Gallagher sent us this report from Moscow.
I definitely agree that many things could be not what we actually think they are.
Meet 20-something Muscovite Alina Lobzina. She likes the notion of a Soviet spy plane, complete with miniature people whom Nazi doctor Joseph Mengele engineered to scare the pants off Americans.
That would be so cool if he would be able to do so. That would be just, like, a brilliant topic to explore, you know?
Now, few Americans would use the word brilliant to describe the idea that a Soviet spy, sent by Stalin, with many creatures on board, crashed into the desert. But many Russians, including Lobzina, go for conspiracy theories. Again, Lobzina.
People do some strange things because it's kind of a tradition. And I don't know, it just like feels like so Russian, so deep in the culture. It's like a part of this culture. And yeah, like a part of me saying like, you never know if it's true or not, so it might work. But for some reason in Russia, it's just very cultural thing, those superstitions.
That reason may have to do with restrictions on expression and open debate in Russia. Nikolai Petrov is with the Carnegie Center, a think tank here in Moscow.
The lack of public politics and public discussions is a good environment for any conspiracy theories to be pretty popular, because if something is not discussed in public, then there are very different possibilities to explain this, and that's why conspiracy theories are pretty widespread in Russia.
Indeed they are. Here's another example from last year. Poland's president, Lech Kaczynski, his wife, and 94 others were headed to Russia to commemorate the 70th anniversary of the Katyn massacre, in which Stalin's secret police killed thousands of Polish officers. The Kremlin was set to officially apologize for the massacre, but the plane carrying the Polish president crashed, and everyone on board was killed. Many Russians concocted conspiracy theories to explain the crash. The theories gained currency, as Russian officials immediately blamed the Poles for the crash and took their own sweet time to share the findings of the investigation with Warsaw. Russian President Dmitry Medvedev addressed the conspiracy theorist during his end-of-the-year TV interview. Medvedev said Russians should not politicize the situation. He said it's important to hear all points of view and accept the conclusions of Russia's internal investigation of the crash. During the same interview, Medvedev also later acknowledged that many Russians are suspicious for a reason, because the country's totalitarian traditions are so deep that it'll take a long time to get rid of them. Political analyst Nikolai Petrov says Medvedev's comments are lip service and that the Kremlin is open about only things that don't threaten its image.
There is transparency with regard to those areas and events which considered by the Kremlin or by authorities to be not dangerous for them.
Alina Lobzina agrees. She says conspiracy theories will flourish in Russia as long as official secrecy is the rule.
Many things haven't been evaluated, like, officially. Also, there are many things, you know, no one knows much about.
As for Stalin's secret spy plane with its mutant aviators, many Russians say, sure, that sounds about right. For the world, I'm Jessica Gallagher in Moscow.